This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. From two great big snowstorms last week to sunshine and temps flirting with 70 this week, Michigan weather sure keeps us on our collective toes. But as we stripped off boots and winter coats to trade them for shorts and t-shirts this week, it brings back some memories of this time. March 2012 brought temps in the 80s, and then reality set back in a few weeks later with 19 straight nights of freezing temperatures. And all of that devastated Michigan's cherry crop. Well, let's see how things are doing and see if this mild weather is causing any worry for cherry growers. Ben LaCrosse is with us. He grows cherries in Leelanau County. Ben, take us back 3 years ago. What did that extra warm weather in March do to the cherry trees?
Essentially, the warm weather in March woke our dormant trees up. Our trees are our biological plants, and when they see temperatures reaching the 80-degree mark, which they would associate with, you know, mid to later May, generally speaking, they start to wake up and they start to bloom. And that just pushed us essentially 6 weeks to 2 months ahead of the growing schedule. And as growers, we knew what we were in for that year. We knew that Mother Nature was going to readjust, get back to a state of equilibrium, and get back to our traditional colder temperatures in later March and early April. We knew we were going to be in for a challenge that year.
And by golly, she did, with more than 2 weeks of freezing nights. How badly was your crop hurt that year?
That year we lost 90 to 95% of all of our fruit in northern Michigan and really throughout the state of Michigan. Cherries were affected greatly. Peaches, apples were affected greatly. Grape growers downstate were completely wiped out. Blueberries were wiped out. Every perennial fruit crop was affected just because those trees or those bushes or those vines came out of dormancy way too early, and then they got froze later on in the springtime.
I remember Michigan importing cherries from Poland and from Turkey that year in order to have the product that everybody expected and have the National Cherry Festival.
Right. And we're still dealing with those imports. I mean, marketers had to have product to sell, and people demanded cherries, which is great from a cherry farmer perspective. But those imports that people relied upon that year, those countries have now gotten a foot in the door, and they are continuing to sell imported cherries throughout the state of Michigan. And it's become a real challenge for domestic cherry producers and marketers to move our domestic crop of cherries. So that 1 week of 80-degree temperatures in March had long-lasting impacts to the state of the industry in Michigan.
And then talking weather, as I was saying, we were up around 70 yesterday in southeast Michigan. I did look up Leelanau, and it looked like not so warm for you guys.
Yeah, we were mid-50s yesterday. I think some places have reached the low 60s, which is not great. It definitely isn't great for us, but it's not as drastic and as dire as it was back in 2012. That week of 80-degree temperatures just accelerated everything to the point of no return. At this point, I'm hopeful and optimistic that our trees are still staying relatively dormant. They're moving a little bit with this warmer weather, but it's not as substantial as it was back in 2012. The optimistic side of me likes to look at the bright side and say, you know, and when you look at the long-term forecast, temperatures look mild for the next 2 to 3 weeks. So that's a good thing.
So that 40s and 50s is still pretty much in the safety zone for you?
Sort of.
I hear maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many factors that go into that. It could be in a safe zone if the rest of the spring is warmer than normal. But if we went back to, you know, a polar vortex type of situation where we get 0 degrees or 10 degrees here towards the end of March, that could be really damaging. So there's a lot of variables that go into that. I want to look at the bright side. And last year, we had just about perfect, opportune growing conditions. We had a slow warm-up. We had a late winter, a late bloom. And we thought everything was going to go great. And we got one cold night of frosty temperatures in later May that took about half of our tart cherry crop off the trees. So it doesn't matter, you know, if we think things are perfect, one night can change a lot of those things.
And it seems then you don't quite have the reserve that you could sell this year, the inventory that you might like to have.
That's right.
At what point in the season, looking at the calendar, Ben, will you go, all right, good, we made it through all those variables, lined up, the stars have aligned, we've got a great year ahead? When will you kind of breathe a little more easily?
Farmers sort of generally go by the moon cycle. And so if there's a full moon later in the month of May, that usually coincides with the last cold temperatures for the spring. So when we look at the last full moon in May, if we can get through that, then we're going to be doing pretty good. So we rely on Mother Nature.
And your optimism, which I suspect you cannot be a farmer without having a really, really healthy dose of optimism.
No, I mean, that's the farmer's promise. You know, we plant a tree or plant a seed in the spring, and with timely rains and in good growing conditions, we're going to bring some food to the table for the general population to eat. And that's the business that we're in, and we like it. It makes our job sort of a gamble, very stressful, but, you know, it's in our blood.
Ben LaCrosse grows cherries on the Leelanau Peninsula, and we will keep our collective fingers crossed for you, Ben, and all the other fruit growers in Michigan, that things stay cool until they're supposed to start warming up on schedule.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Cindy.